I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Making Illinois courts safer in the age of COVID-19 is the goal of a newly formed panel. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
If you talk with someone who's received their invite to jury duty, you'll hear stories of waiting in a crowded room during selection. Those conditions make the courthouse ripe for the transmission of COVID-19. The state's courts have a committee to come up with safety recommendations. Chicago attorney Tim Eaton is co-chair of the task force, looking at ways that might keep more of the public out of the courthouse.
Such as more remote hearings, the idea of maybe remote jury selection. We're looking at a number of possibilities. Not as many people will have to go to the courthouse as has been the case in the past.
Eaton says the task force wants to make the public feel comfortable when they have to come to any judicial proceeding or for other business. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
Meanwhile, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Iowa says unity is a critical part of stopping COVID-19. Dr. Jorge Salinas is an epidemiologist. He says the infection rate continues to rise in eastern Iowa and northwestern Illinois, so people should follow all the recommendations health officials have promoted since mid-March. That includes avoiding large groups of people indoors.
We have to be more judicious in the way we socialize. Frequenting bars is a risky activity at this point. Second, we have to have very robust public health infrastructure to do contact tracing.
The goal is to stop what Salinas calls chains of transmission. Ideally, that means there would be no opportunity to spread the coronavirus to others. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is contributing an additional $51.5 million to a group backing his constitutional amendment to replace the state's flat income tax with one that takes a bigger bite from the wealthy. The new amount from the billionaire governor comes after 6 months after he contributed $5 million to a committee called Vote Yes for Fairness. In November, voters will be asked whether the state constitution should be amended to allow a graduated tax structure instead of the current flat tax. An Illinois law could help improve the state's unemployment rate after massive job losses because of the pandemic. It requires at least 90% of workers hired for a local public works project to be from Illinois. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Collegiate athletic programs will spend the summer monitoring COVID-19 cases on their campuses and in their communities. SIU Saluki Director of Athletics, Liz Jarnigan, will be one of them. She's optimistic but realistic about the likelihood of a fall sports season. Jarnigan says football will be the key measuring stick.
If we can get back to football, then we understand that we can get back to volleyball, soccer, and cross country as well. Football is very much a contact sport.
Jarnigan says models have been established to welcome fans to Saluki Stadium at 20% capacity. Tickets are on sale. She says 77 student athletes returned to campus Sunday in Gate 2 of their return plan. They will begin their quarantine period today. 50 student athletes returned in June and started workouts last week. Keeping courthouses safe during the coronavirus outbreak is the purpose of a new statewide task force. The panel is reviewing ways to make those in the entire judicial process feel more comfortable. Chicago attorney Tim Eaton is co-chair of the group. He says one area of focus is remote jury selection, especially in civil cases.
If we can keep 100 or 200 people, however many it is, that needs to come in for jury service and do that remotely, that'll take a lot of the traffic out of the courthouse, which I think is a good thing.
He says they'll also consider more remote proceedings in criminal cases as long as it doesn't interfere with due process. He says this is already being done in some jurisdictions in Illinois. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner.